San Diego with a three-game winning streak as they headed to Saturday's matchup against the Marlins, but they would run into Dan Straley pitching for Miami. Bottom of the fourth, 1-0 Marlins. Dan Straley faces Will Myers.
The 1-2, swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. Dan Straley, not normally a big strikeout pitcher. He's got five in this ballgame. That was a 92-mile-per-hour fastball tailing away from Myers. None of them have played above low A ball in their careers until now. 3-2 pitch is taken for strike three called. Schimpf is the sixth Dan Straley strikeout victim of the night. Straley, another payoff pitch, a swing and a miss. Renfroe strikes out. So three Ks in the inning, seven in the game for Dan Straley.
Here's the 2-1. And Prado hits it a ton. This is out to left center. It's going to be up, up, and away. A home run for Martin Prado. Up under the scoreboard, out in left, under the big giant video board. Prado has tied this game at two with his first home run of 2017.
Switch hitter batting left-handed here against Bearclaw. The 1-0 on the way, and it's on the ground. It's short into the hole, sliding to glove at Echeverria. Gets up, throws the first, and he got him on a big-time play. Oh, boy. Sliding on his knees on the outfield grass, he fielded the ball and then got up as quickly as he could. Sardinius runs well, and he threw him out.
And you've got to consider the speed of that runner at first base. Not that he matters. There's a ball lined, and lunging for it at the hot corner is Martin Prado, and he speared the ball inches off the ground.
First base, Myers holds against four. Torres holds near the letters, delivers. Dinot showing bunt, swings away, dribbles one up the first base line. Pitcher barehands it, throws low to first. The ball goes down the right field line. Bore to third base, he's being waved home. D rounding second, he'll go to third. The ball's bobbled to the right field corner by Renfro. D's coming to the plate. The throw home, Gordon is in with a slide. It's the Little League home run, and it gives the Marlins a 4-2 lead in the 11th. And Gordon scored. There goes Yelich. There goes a drive deep to left. Giancarlo has done it again for the 20th time in his career. A two-home run game. A missile out of Petco Park, and it's 6-2 Marlins in the 11th.
The night belonged to Straley, striking out a career-high 14 in seven innings. He was at one time a Padre in spring training in 2016. Straley allowed two runs and four hits while walking none, throwing 73 of his 97 pitches for strikes. Austin Hedges homers for the third straight game for San Diego. He has five in his last eight games. He becomes the fifth different Padre to homer in three consecutive games at Petco Park. Yanhervis Solarte was the last to do it in 2015. The Marlins find a way to win in 11 innings in San Diego. It's a 6-3 final. Here's manager Don Mattingly.
Which is the 11th where we scored. That was good, obviously. The crazy play with D and then the two-run homer, it just, you know, things changed pretty quickly in there. And, then obviously they get some, get the first two guys on and created a safe situation. And then pretty much from there, AJ did a good job. He got his outs. We talked about when he came in, either one of those runs mean anything. Those guys on base didn't mean anything to us. And we just really basically try to go get hitters.
Dan Straley, phenomenal tonight, those 14 strikeouts, and didn't issue a single walk. Did he look like he was on a mission?
He was very good. Obviously, he was really good. We talked about before the game that his command was a little iffy. Last time out tonight, really good. Used both sides of the plate, I thought. Used his slider, was able to, kind of yo-yo back and forth is really what he does well. So he was really good tonight.
Stanton called Prado the real MVP of this game, making those two huge defensive plays. I mean, how important was him coming up not only with the home run, but those two plays to send it?
Yeah, obviously he gets us, he ties it up, which was huge to take the pressure off of us right there. And then the defense was, outstanding. And that's what Martin is. He's a great player and really underrated defender. I don't think he gets near enough credit how good he is at third base.
Him back, obviously, to see him make plays like that, and then your whole infield in the game is Rojas made one, and Esch made one earlier too. You get to see those guys again.
Yeah, Miggy made an incredible play on the I-bar ball, and then Esch's play was, I don't know who makes that, but that was unbelievable.
was Rojas okay? And I came out in the sixth.
Yeah, he was a little tight in his legs, so we'll see where he's at tomorrow. He felt something in the first when he ran and was able to keep playing, but he started to tighten up, so we wanted to be cautious right there. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Two more home runs by Giancarlo Stanton, returning to the site where he won the home run derby in San Diego back in 2016.
Well, I'm from here, so you always got to play well when you come close to home, you know. You know, it's just that feel. I was here a lot on the weekends and stuff growing up, and, you know, my family's here and everything, so it's just a comfortable feel.
Don Mattingly has said to start out the season, your at-bats have looked much more consistent, much more disciplined. What do you think?
Definitely. You know, that's one of my biggest keys this year is, it's going to go up and down, but just keep the discipline, you know. Not always going to feel good, not always going to be on time, but keep the right approach, keep the discipline.
A wild ending to game.
Yeah.
Martin Prado made two huge defensive plays to extend the game. What can you say about his effort in putting you guys in an opportunity to win?
He definitely, I think he made us win more than me because he tied it up with the homer, and he had those two plays that we would have lost. I wouldn't have had a chance to have another homer, so I think he's the MVP of the game today.
A really nice moment for you after that second home run. You came over to the dugout. Your dad is sitting right there. You gave him a high five.
Yeah.
Does that make it a little bit more special to have
him
here?
Yeah, yeah. Brings it back to the Little League days, you know. You can always spot him out in the Little League field, so right against the fence. So it was cool that he's right there.
A little bit of a frustrating one last night. How important was it to not only win tonight but get back to 500?
Huge. We got to win this series, you know. We got to keep it rolling. We lost the series in Seattle. We got to win this one and win Philly and head home.
D. Gordon with a single in the top of the 11th inning eventually came around to score on a couple of San Diego errors. Here's him after a 6-3 Miami win.
I was happy that JV was going to score. And then I was about to stop at third, and he waved. I was like, okay, I got to run fast again. And so I ran fast.
Yeah, that's what you're known for doing. Hey, makes it a little more sweeter to celebrate your birthday by getting a win. That's a pretty good gift, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And G swung the bat. Awesome, man. G put us on his back today. You know, Prado had a great day as well. JB came in against a tough lefty and got on base and got around the bases pretty well. So it's a good team win. You know, Dan was amazing. You know, I don't know how many strikeouts he had, but he was impressive. Yeah, they was impressive. He had a great day, and he kept us in the game.
Dee, how much is having the infield intact finally, you know, this last few days, you know, when you get Martin back, you get Danny back?
It's good, man. You know, we just picking each other up. Dietrich picking up guys. You know, we got Miggy picking up guys. JT was picking up guys. So, you know, JB's been playing really good at first base. So just to continue to stick together as a unit and battle, that's all we can do.
What do you think of those plays for Martin in the bottom of the 10th?
I told him during the pitching change, he won us the game. I told him it was him who won us that game, keeping us in it, you know, making those two diving stops. We could have lost the game right there. He gave us a chance.
Martin Prado hits his first home run of the season. This tied the game up at 2 in the top of the 6th as he recaps his Saturday in San Diego.
I mean, in that moment, just kind of like, you just kind of try and you minimize the damage, you know, and first play, just, you know, I felt like I got to just at least stop it. And I know Eche got a chance too, but his reaction at the moment. And the other one just kind of like got in my glove and it just happened.
It's a reaction play, just dive. And
The ball was hit so hard that you got no time for anything. So you're just kind of just trying to catch it, and that's it.
Did that first one take a funny hop? It looked like it caught on in between.
Yeah, it was like one of those, you know, like a rollover kind of like bounce ground ball, but once again in that situation you're trying to not make him go through, and I don't want to take my chances just knowing that even you gotta know where HRA was playing, but in that moment you react to the ball and try to stop it.
Some really strong defensive plays, a home run tonight. How have you felt since coming back from the DL?
You know, sometimes it's a little like difficult for a player to stop playing and have that moment and getting back to it just take, you know, sometimes. So for me, just I'm just going up there and make sure that I see more pitch and just get myself into that game mode stuff, gain speed, and trying to see it and get my timing back.
Marlins starter Dan Straley strikes out a career-high 14 in 7 innings. Here's how he did it Saturday at Petco Park.
Really locked in to the point of I came out and Ellis hands me a ball and is like, hey, this is your 13th strikeout. And I was just like, I struck out 13? Like, it was just, I knew it was a lot, but, like, I didn't know how many it was. And so, you know, to look back and see it was 14 total in the game, like, that was just, that was really cool. And it was a really, really fun night. You know, that baseball game had everything. It had strikeouts, home runs, and great defense. So really just after the last couple days, like, it was just great to get that win going. And I feel like it's just a big momentum builder.
Did you feel like you were settling in more and more as the game went on and the strikeouts were kind of racking up?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'd only faced one guy in that lineup before. And so coming through the first time and really just kind of getting a feel for how guys take pitches, how guys swing at pitches, and really just seeing that our game plan we had going was working, just started getting more and more locked in with command and just able to ride it out.
Did you feel that coming? I mean, good bullpen coming in and before the game, did you feel this performance coming on?
No, my bullpens before the game, you'd wonder if I should be starting the game every single time. They're all terrible, you know, and it's just, I've learned that I'm just getting loose out there and I never, like, really read into it. You know, I think if it's really good out there, that's when I kind of read into it. But I was all over the place like normal before the game. And so just, you know, when you get to the mound, it's just a different level of focus and a different level of concentration, and you're able to go out there and just get the job done.
What can you say about the game plan then before, you know, coming in and the way that JT executed it?
It was great. I mean, we were on the same page the whole time. You know, I don't throw a ton of curveballs, but every curveball I threw tonight, I was holding when he called it. And so that's always a good sign for me whenever we're on the same page. It makes it a lot more fun. And, you know, tonight was one of those nights where the stuff just kind of allows you to kind of have some fun on the mound and really just, because you know you're going to execute each pitch. And so you just go up there and just pick a pitch and execute it. And that's really what it comes down to. And I was able to do that a lot more often than not tonight.
After you gave up the home run, you struck out 9 of the next 11 hitters that you faced. Was there any type of internal conversation going on after giving up the home run?
Yeah, the internal conversation was, we're down 2-1, and so keep us in this ball game. And, you know, we've been preaching this whole season here, just starters' jobs, go as long as you can, as hard as you can, and keep us in the ball game. And some nights that looks way different than others. But after I gave up the home run, I just knew I couldn't allow anything else to score because it was going to be a tight game based on how it was going.
You said you pre-signed one guy in their lineup before?
Ibar.
Was it Ibar?
Yeah. And we'd had 14 or 15 at-bats, but he was the only guy I'd ever faced before back when he was in Anaheim. So that was the only history coming into today.
So fastball slider about split, or did you lean more on the fastball?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really go out there thinking I'm going to throw more fastballs or more sliders or anything. It's all just a feel. So I just kind of I'll check the numbers tomorrow, but I'm not sure. There was a lot of both.
Right on.
So for all the video you can watch, actually facing the guys in person changes a lot as far as what you know.
Yeah, and you know it was, you know, I took the approach this time through. Actually, didn't really watch that much video. Just looked at some numbers and then just watched the last couple games that they played, and so just really kind of just wanted to see how everything kind of happened for me, because it's easy when you face guys and you get each other to watch and see what they do against you. It's tougher to find, you know, your comps and all this kind of stuff. It's a little more challenging to see certain things. But JT had a great game plan for me, and you know, we were on the same page the whole time with that. And so after the first time through the order, to kind of seen everybody once, we were just able to just keep building.
Speaking of history, you were with the putter for what, 5 days?
It was probably like 3 days. Yeah.
3 days?
Yeah, I made it all the way to San Diego before I...
Oh, you did?
No, yeah, okay. For one night Diego and... Or, say what?
Where from? Had they broken camp or were they playing exhibitions?
It was the... I was here the morning after they played the exhibition El Paso, and then I was on my way to Cincinnati that same day. So, yeah, that was an interesting couple days of life, but doing just fine.
Sunday, Luis Perdomo pitches for the first time in 2 weeks. He starts for the Padres against Tom Kohler of Miami.